During the upcoming United Nations General Assembly meeting, which will be held from September 18th to the 26th, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, in its role as pro tempore president of CELAC, will host several high-priority meetings with different countries. Secretariat of the local CELAC office, Dr. Douglas Leto, said that St. Vincent and the Grenadines will have a meeting with the chairman of CARICOM, the former pro tempore president of CELAC, Argentina, Brazil, and incoming pro tempore president of CELAC, Honduras, along with heads of government from the regions of Africa.
So what we are working on now, and we have basically confirmed, is that CELAC Prime Minister will have a working meeting with them, with the quartet, what is called a quartet. It's like a bureau, like central executive of CELAC, which comprises St. Vincent as the chair, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, that is, Argentina, the former chair, the incoming chair for next year is Honduras, and the fourth in the quartet is the chair of CARICOM, Prime Minister Skerrit of Dominica, plus Brazil. So we'll be meeting, that's our side from CELAC, and from the African Union, it will be the president or heads or chairman of the regional, the regions of Africa. I think there are about five of them, Central Africa, Northern Africa, Eastern Africa, etc. And they will be the heads of governments and some of the administrative organizational heads. They will be meeting, I think we have it listed as about the 19th or the 18th of September. There we will be, it will be the first engagement of this nature with between African Union and the Caribbean and the Latin America as a group, that is CELAC. So we hope in that meeting to establish a way forward and address some specific areas that we can fast track cooperation on.
Dr. Slater noted that they also plan to host a meeting with India.
Another engagement we plan for that period is one with India, CELAC and India. This will be at the level of foreign ministers, and we are currently preparing for that. Again, as the chair of CELAC, our foreign minister will be the chair of that meeting. And we intend to discuss some specific areas of cooperation between CELAC and India. Three areas we intend to focus on are post-pandemic recovery, that is economic recovery, climate change and environment, and science and technology and innovation. As most people know, the latter, India is very strong in science and technology, ICT, and that sort of stuff. And we hope to partner with them, see how we can partner with them to develop and strengthen our capacity in CELAC. Climate change and environment. India is a heavily industrialized country and is a net heavy emitter of greenhouse gases. And while it's a developing country, we need to work together to address these issues. CELAC is a region of a net carbon capture region. That is the Amazon, for example, is the world, considered the world carbon sink. That is where we pour out greenhouse gases, etc. I think we can work together to address the very existential issue related to climate change. And then, of course, economic recovery post-COVID affects everybody. And there are other issues related to these that can be related to all these put together.
Additionally, the CELAC Secretariat said that they would also have the launch of the Climate Adaptation and Mitigation Fund.
Another event that we plan to have up there is the launch of a climate adapt, adaptation and mitigation fund called FACRE to address issues of disaster risk reduction. That is a CILAC event. This is a fund that was established prior to us becoming chair, and it was established by Mexico, and later work was done on it by Argentina, and now St. Vincent and the Grenadines is moving it forward. So the three countries plus the incoming chair will be giving remarks. We are working with Mexico, who will co-host this event with us at the UN, for us to promote the participation. It's a voluntary fund. We're encouraging members of CILAC and other members. Actually, the launch will be jointly with the European Union, and it's again another positive outcome of the EU CILAC summit, because we are informed that some European countries are going to use the opportunity to make some pledges to that fund. So those are positive outcomes.
CILAC Secretariat, Dr. Douglas Slater. With today's CILAC report, I am Donnie Collins.